In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning our homily will be based on a very familiar passage that is as familiar to all of you as John 3:16, that is as dear as the 23rd Psalm, which is used on many and all occasions in our life and always fits us. And we are reminded here, even though we hear these, the heart of the gospel again and again of the early Christians who said they continued steadfastly in the hearing of his word and the teaching of the apostles' doctrine, not looking for always something new, but for various shades of this gospel that brings us life and that is always a consolation to us. And so I have selected out of the reading that was appointed for today the verse that you are familiar with, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is an invitation of our Lord, and as well as it is also a challenge. And in looking at this message, which is really the heart of the gospel, the call of the gospel to come follow Christ, let us first be sure we understand the inviter who is saying these things. I believe the emphasis he is making is, "Come to me, I will give you rest," because in the previous context we see that he is speaking of asking God his Father to reveal these things to babes, and he's thanking him that he's not revealed them to the wise and understanding of this world. And to whom is he obviously referring, if not to those of his own time, the religious leaders? The people had heard John the Baptist proclaiming, "Repent, the kingdom of God is here," and they consulted in their hearts how they would become right with God because of the anticipated events where God was coming into history again and where they would have an opportunity to be part of that kingdom. And so they naturally went to their religious leaders, and what did they find there? Precept upon precept, like it says in the Old Testament, rules, laws, requirements to do this, to do that, a burden that caused them labor and toil and sweat, and which never brought them any real satisfaction, peace, or rest. And so we find that today in our day too. While there are many who could care less about God and about even the signs of history all about us, how the world is going, yet there are also many, especially among young people, who are seeking God. And they go to cults, and they go to this religious leader, and they go to that one. But only Christ is the answer. And those who present this Christ, through them they can find the answer. And that's why Jesus is telling all these people, "Come to me, come to me. I will give you rest. All you who labor, struggle, toil," and so forth. But there is another contrast in here also. Not only that they come from these religious leaders with their wisdom and understanding and their human philosophies to Christ himself and to his simple gospel, but there is also this contrast that we must remember: the inviter is the lowly Christ. "I am meek and lowly," and it is not the exalted Christ that is speaking to us here. Yes, that is a part of our faith, and that is our hope. We know he sits at the right hand of God, and he will come to receive us to himself in glory. But in this world, the Christ we come to is this Christ, who says, "I am meek, and I am lowly of heart, and there you shall find rest unto your souls." And so we must come also in that spirit. And there is the real challenge. Christ is inviting us to come in this way to him who is meek, the one who washed the feet of his disciples and said, "So shall you do to one another, for the servant isn't above his master." And in that spirit come, like the pilgrim in Bunyan's great poem, who comes wandering in this world with his heavy load, finally climbs up the hill of Calvary and there leaves it and finds rest. This is what Christ wants. He wants us to come to him crucified, to one who is meek, lowly, who came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. And here, I say, is the real challenge, because many back off from this, including our whole human nature, doesn't like to walk up to the cross, because in the light of the cross, our sins must come to light also. And this is what he wants, so that they can be laid upon Christ, so that we come in this spirit of penitence. Because if we don't come that way, then the same thing will apply to us that applied to Peter when Jesus said, if you don't want to let me wash your feet and serve you, then you have no part with me. And if you don't want to be a sinner, then of course Christ is meaningless to us. Because otherwise, why the cross? What is the significance and the meaning of all this, if it isn't just for us sinners? And so we come in that spirit to this Christ who came to serve, in obedience even to death, the death of the cross, and we share with him. But then we also take a burden on ourselves, but a light burden. His commands, he says, are easy. They're not like all the old rules and requirements. Because once in the faith, then we follow this Christ. And then we carry that light burden after him, because we are always in his presence. We are sharing with him as he shared our sorrows, and we share his divinity and his glory. And knowing all that, the burden becomes easy and the load becomes light, and we have real rest to our souls, real peace, instead of inner turmoil. And so this is the call to discipleship again, because he says, come all that labor and are heavy laden. But to you who are studying for special professions and callings in the church, it is a special message. Because again, I say Jesus calls us to be cross bearers after him, to be martyrs in the sense of witnesses. And even when he was risen from the dead and was in his state of exaltation, and he came to his apostles, and he comes to you and says, as my Father sent me, so send I you. Let's not forget that little note. He showed them his hands and his side, meaning, this is what I got. So bear that burden, bear it joyfully in this world. That is our task, that is our mission, to glorify the Father through Jesus Christ by bearing a cross after him and by cheerfully witnessing to the fact that we are his own. To him be glory forever. Amen.